1. The Indian jewelry business has come a long way. Before, smaller players dominated the space, but now the organized retailers are quickly gaining market share. What do you think about what's going on? The consumer is the one who will benefit the most from this change. In the past, the purity and quality of gold were very important. Now, organized retailers make sure the quality of the products they sell stays high. Along with the higher quality standards, new benefits have been added, such as a 100% buyback guarantee, free maintenance for life, and free insurance coverage. Now, the big retail chains are opening up stores all over the world. We are much more connected around the world now. That lets consumers anywhere in the world get better services based on their value. We have 162 stores in India, bringing the total number of stores around the world to 301. We have started a plan in India called One India, One Gold Rate. Under this plan, we sell gold jewelry at the same price in all of our stores across the country. Since One India, One Tax, or GST, has been put into place in India, why can't the price of gold be the same all over the country? The best thing for a customer is for the price of gold to be the same everywhere. We are committed to protecting our customers' rights, and the launch of the One India, One Gold Rate initiative shows that we are serious about this. We hope that the efforts of the state governments and the jewelry associations will lead to price parity in gold in other states as well in the near future. It will mostly help the people who buy things. Overall, the organized players are doing a much better job for their customers than the local jewelers did in the past. Above all, Indian art and designs are known around the world for how well they are made. Indian retailers have the potential to become global brands based on originality and aspirational value because of our long history and skill in making jewelry. India is the second biggest consumer of gold in the world, after China. There are strict rules to stop imports, but every year the demand at home grows. Do you see any good in making it easier to import gold? Yes, naturally. If imports are made easier, the organized domestic jewelry retail business will do better. But the government has a lot to worry about, like the growing current account deficit and the falling value of the rupee. I think lowering import duties will be a growth multiplier for the GDP.